Welcome to Dish Nation. To get to what is on the menu today, Brad.
We're talking with Dancing with the Stars, last night's show, and the latest hookup rumors.
And wait till you see how Megan Thee Stallion, baby, is celebrating an important milestone in her life.
Mm-hmm. Now, Chewy is out today, but filling in, we got entertainment journalist and TV host Tanner Thomason.
Thank you so much. Love hanging with you guys. Great to be here. So let's get right to it. Brat, what is up first?
All right, y'all. Last night was Grease. Okay, the theme was Grease on Dancing with the Stars. And at the end of the night, it came down to Spice Girl Mel C and Glad versus Olivia Jade and Val. And shockingly, Olivia was saved, which meant, Mel C went home.
Sad.
Well, afterwards, you guys, Melanie addressed the elimination on her Instagram. Check it out.
I could just feel a little bit in shock, really, because I think you've always had to think about, you know, next week and picking yourself up and starting a new dance. And my plan was, you know, to hopefully be here for longer. So, yeah, it feels really, really weird. Yeah.
Now, Sherry, honey, you were on Dancing with the Stars, too. Is this how you felt when you went home?
Brad, it's how I felt. Plus, I was like, wildin' bitches get to stay and I didn't get to stay. I didn't get to do my damn salsa. Believe that she got the vote. Oh. I think she was sleeping with this dancer.
Oh, yeah, it all came out, girl. Mm. It all came out.
Yeah, I bet after all that hard work, you want to do the dances that you were trained to do, right? That you had to learn all that choreography for.
Yes, because you've already started working on your next dance, and you really want to show the audience. Like, for me, when I got voted off, I had started already working on my salsa and my samba. So I was like, I can't wait to show y'all one of my favorite.
But the question is, though, has anyone checked, baby, to see if Lori Loughlin, honey, paid the judges, honey? That's the question, baby.
You know...
How are you sending home a Spice Girl? How are you sending home a Spice Girl? I know one thing for sure. This is not what she wanted, what she really, really wanted.
She really, really wanted to beat it.
So you guys, Olivia Jade survived elimination last night, but she's still dealing with the drama because rumors were swirling that she and her dance partner, Val Smirkovsky, are having an affair. Okay, y'all.
Oh, ain't there white people going to show?
But not when they married HK. But first of all, y'all got to keep in mind, Val is married to fellow dance pro and the love of his life, Jenna Johnson, who is dancing with JoJo Siwa this season. So Olivia went on TikTok to shut down the rumors. Check it out.
I'm just going to be super blunt and straight up and say Val and I are not hooking up. We have never hooked up. This is a complete rumor. We're genuinely really good friends and I adore his wife. It's literally just a dance show and we're just friends.
Okay, so she has shut down the rumors. She is like, look, it is not happening. I'm just trying to dance. Tanner, if you were in Olivia J's shoes, would you shut down the rumors as well or let them keep going?
You got to shut them down. You have to shut down these rumors. Val Smirkovsky, I met him a couple times, full class act. But here's the thing about Dancing with the Stars, guys, is like everybody is all up close all the time. Yeah. You know these rumors fly every season. Every season.
Yeah, but Sherry, you danced with Val too, honey. I mean, so were there rumors about you two hooking up back then? Because I could imagine you did. I tried to.
Gary, I'll tell you something. Val Smirkovsky is one of the most gorgeous men around. I was full on cougar, but I had husband 1A said something like he was going to break Val's legs, which would have made me get eliminated earlier. So I didn't want all of that. But if I hadn't been married to husband 1A, it would have been on with the Shepherd and the Smirkovsky, the Chicago and the Serbian mix.
Gary, I'm going to let you know this. Think these people are going to hook up because they're known for hooking up on this show. It's been a lot of good hookups on this show.
I don't trust them.
I just wish you'd have married Val because then you could be Sherry Smirkovsky. Okay, all right. Well, we all know David Duchovny as Mulder from The X-Files, but his career could have taken a much different path. On The Ellen Show, David revealed the classic sitcom that he auditioned for. You guys got to check this out.
You tried out for every male character of Full House.
Yeah, I tried out for Full House for, like, I think all three of them and the little girls.
Yeah, could you guys imagine Duchovny saying those cheesy lines from Full House? Like Dave Coulier had the, like, cut it out. Is David Duchovny, is he getting those?
No, because, like, the crazy thing is, like, most people know David Duchovny from, like, X-Files. I more so know him from Californication. And the guy I know would have made that house fuller. There's no way he could have made that show corny, yo.
He couldn't have taken Bob Saget's role. He wouldn't have been a good Uncle Jesse. They made the right move. They made the right casting moves here.
I think if you asked David Duchovny, which one would he have picked? X-Files was it.
Yes, perfect fit.
He would have been the one that would have discovered that there was two, like, Michelles.
Okay.
I see that.
Well, y'all, moving on, Megan Thee Stallion is celebrating the one-year anniversary of dating her boyfriend, Party Fontaine. Yes, and she decided to drop some cute, insane montage photos on IG, along with a message to her boyfriend about the great time she's had over the past 365 days. Okay, talk about doing it hot girl style, y'all. Check these pics out.
Look at
you. Like, so disgusting.
Guys, yes. No, it's not.
Okay, everybody. Party out here winning. As y'all can see, Meg is holding a cocktail, darling, with her derriere, and Party taking a big old sippy sip. This is priceless. What y'all think of these anniversary pics? That's cool to me.
They look like they are in love, love.
I wish I could hold a cocktail between my booty instead of a matchstick. I really do.
I'm just saying there's ice in that glass. Like, who's putting a cold glass in their hot ass? You know what I'm saying?
It probably feel good because it's so hot outside, okay?
That iced tea turned into hot herbal tea.
She need to stop parading them around like that, honey. I'm sorry, honey. If he was making more money than her, girl, she wouldn't even be known, child. But
whatever,
she just taking them and doing
hers,
all that, honey.
She proud about it, and she gonna show them off, honey. Let her live.
You know what? It was fun for
she
them.
Been going
That's
through
the thing.
Hell
They're having
too.
A lot of fun.
Live.
Gary, gone are the days where people are private about their relationships. You put stuff out there, you having fun.
We wanna live, honey.
All right, well, all hail the queens. That's right, the ABC special, The Real Queens of Hip Hop, premiered yesterday, and it explored the inspiring rise and powerful force of women in hip hop in their own words. And of course, our very own, the Brat Tat Tat Tat, blessed the show, giving an inspiring interview on how she got in the game. And check this out.
Somebody got me tickets, and there was like $50 to the winner, whoever can rap and kill the stage. So I ran to the stage. I think I lost a shoe going up there. I ran so fast, and my first rhyme was, how can you start a rap song off without a first verse? Listen close because my rhymes won't slur. Fellas, step up to the front of the stage, rub my navel. I'ma hook you up like cable.
That is really inspiring.
Brad, that was so dope, and you always be talking about how bad your memory is sometimes with some of these older songs. For you to remember that classic rhyme that got you on, that must have meant something special to you.
I said that rhyme half of my life trying to make it, so I will remember it till the day I die. It was very special. All around Chicago, I was trying to get a deal and get noticed, and I appreciate ABC and the producers and all the ladies of hip-hop for giving their stories. It is amazing. It is a man's world, even in the music industry, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
But you know what, Brad? You know what I loved about that clip of you? You said, when they said, can anybody get up on this stage? You didn't walk. You didn't say, well, I'm going to wait and do it. You ran towards the opportunity.
It was a good show. I watched it last night, but the only thing that kind of bothered me, it came on at 10 o'clock. That's when I usually watch the news, but I had to miss the news
to
watch
that. Okay, well, damn, Uncle. All right, Uncle Granddaddy.
You got to drink some tea.
And if it was Housewives of Potomac, honey, he'd be up and watching with his popcorn.
Be up and ready with his wig on and his diamond dress.
Lord, good so 10 dream. O'clock is not different for you, sir.
Oh,
niece.
My God. Up next, Kanye. Excuse me. Oh, sorry, guys. I meant to say yay, because not only did he change his name, but he changed his hair. Too. We're going to explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all. Looks like there's no more Kanye West, Yeezus, or Mr. West, or any of that. The Los Angeles courts ruled that the man we've known as Kanye West is now legally just Ye. No middle, no last name, no nothing.
Yay.
Now, they say Kanye requested the name change because Ye is the most common word used in the Bible, and it means you.
Well, and HK, along with his new name, Ye also got him a new face because the rapper has been seen everywhere sporting a Michael Myers-like Halloween face mask. So nobody knows where and who designed the mask. But one thing that we do know is that it looked a little creepy.
Well, maybe it's just for it's Halloween, scary, Sherry. But you know what? I saw somebody call this mask a Caucasian woman mask. So all I can do is think about good old Gary and how Ye is living Gary's fantasy to be this Caucasian woman. Honey.
He actually looks like Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter, like before the nose job.
You guys know, like, Kanye's all about the visuals, though, so we're probably about to get a music video or something with, like, 100 of these, like, white mask Kanye's out in it or something.
Right. It's something to it. It's gotta be. On Halloween, I wish one of y'all teenagers would come to my door with this Kanye, this Ye mask on. I swear to God, I'm gonna throw every Reese's cup at your face. Don't try it over here.
Don't come to my house. Try I'm turning it. My it's light bad. Off.
All right, y'all. It's time for... What the heck? Yes, baby, Miss Rapunzel, honey, just let down your beautiful hair, honey. Now, Rapunzel is real, everyone. Now, she's a 38-year-old woman from Ukraine named Miss Alla Perkova, whose golden crown of hair, y'all, is only 65 inches long, baby.
Yes, hair.
I don't like it. Ooh, I don't like it.
Some man would love that.
No, who loves that? Who? No, there is no man out there that loves hair down to the ground.
Really?
You got to tie that up some way.
Her body and make it just beautiful?
Are you kidding me? Gary. I'm out here wrangling hair. You can't get a grip on that hair. I'm just saying there's that much hair.
I mean, you could probably get creative and tie it to a bedpost or something like that. But other than that, like, nah, it's just going to kind of be in the way.
On a bedpost, HK.
Oh, my God.
Well, all right, he's got a new name and a new face, so why not new hair? Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, debuted a patchy new look on social media yesterday. Okay, this is dramatic new hair that looks like it's some sort of abstract, new age, artsy design. Very Kanye. Gary and Headcrack, which one of you are getting this haircut first? I want to know right now.
Oh, my God.
Definitely not
Headcrack
me.
Headcrack is going to get it because his hair already short where he could do it like that. So, Headcrack, aren't you going to model that style?
Hell no. Like, in the hood, you would say this man got zeked. He got zeked. That's what happens when you let people who are not qualified to cut your hair, cut your hair.
HK, can I tell you something? Jeffrey tried to cut his own hair last Saturday with the clippers. This is what it looked like. And he ain't gonna be debuting nothing. I took him to the barber.
No.
If there was a barbershop poster, this is Kid Cut number 4.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, like, maybe this is the reason Kanye's wearing that mask, guys. I mean, he probably had to cut this hair and then you're like, I can't go out like this.
Yeah, this ain't
case closed.
Come on.
Running around town, jetting off for the weekend, or maybe you just need a bag for school. Or work, well, we got you covered with the 2-pack Ivory Ella by Conair backpacks. These fun and functional backpacks are available in rollover, wild, paisley, or diamond designs, and 2 bags come with every order.
And these bags are from an exclusive collaboration between Conair and Ivory Ella. And you know, honey, how I love some exclusive pieces, honey.
Yes, we do, Gary. And Ella's exclusive elephant logo is a tribute to protecting elephants. And 10% of all profits are donated to organizations like Save the Elephants.
Now, that's amazing. How much is it, sis?
Well, usually this set can run as high as $70. But for our dishettes out there, you can get 2 for just $15. Woo!
All right,
that's
baby.
That's right. All you got to do is go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, Real Housewife of New York star Ebony K. Williams has 365 days to find Mr. Right before she hits a special bank, if you know what I'm saying, for a withdrawal. We're going to explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like the Real Housewives of New York star, Ebony K. Williams, will become a mom.
Oh.
With or without Mr. Right. Yes.
Okay,
y'all. So while guest hosting on The View yesterday and during the discussion about possible changes to laws regarding sperm donors, Ebony revealed her plans to seek out a sperm donor for herself. Take a look.
I just found out who my biological father was a matter of months ago at 37 years old. Then I've had a birthday. And I agree with you, Sonny, by the way. I think the chilling effect is real. And I say that as somebody who will very likely, on my 39th birthday, I'm going to start the process of seeking a sperm donor myself.
Oh.
If I have not found Mr. Right.
Right.
Hello, Mr. Right.
So, you know, you guys, knowing what Ebony said, that she would want to get a sperm donor, and if she is, you know, doesn't find Mr. Right in a certain amount of time, she would get a sperm donor. What do you guys think about what she said?
I mean, I think some guys aren't necessarily good parents and they're just good breeders. So, like, sometimes, you just kind of take the kid and you could provide for them and you do your thing.
I think it's great. I think it's absolutely wonderful. But I do think it's kind of like firing a flare off, and every man in Ebony's circle, because Ebony's very attractive, every man in her circle is now going to be shooting their shot. So she's got to be ready.
Literally, Tanner.
You know, literally. For real.
She's going to need an umbrella.
Oh,
Okay.
It's gonna be shooting. Nobody don't wanna be dealing with no sweaty man, honey, all on you and stuff and stuff. Just go ahead and go.
Oh, yes,
get
you
the
do,
sperm
Gary.
From the
yes,
sperm
you do.
Bank.
Ain't that like your whole thing?
Gary, if Ebony hits you herself up or your very best girlfriend and says, Gary, I really would like for you to be my sperm donor, what would you say?
I would tell her I'm sorry because I don't have any sperm. I have, honey, estrogen, so she couldn't have none.
I can't, all right, well, I can't say nothing on that, Gary.
Hey, you can't argue with that, honey.
I agree.
This comes out as salt.
All right, damn. Y'all. All right, honey, it's time for...
What the fashion?
Well, baby, it looks like, honey, Miss Angelina Jolie's daughter, little Miss Zahara Jolie Pitt, honey, is getting her fashion style from her mama. Honey, she went into her mother's closet and she stole, y'all, the dress her mom wore, honey, to the 2014 Academy Awards and wore it, baby, on the red carpet, honey, of the Marvel's Eternals, honey, premiere. Now, what y'all think about this beautiful dress little Miss Zahara wore? Isn't it a
She looks amazing.
Well, and the reason, Tanner, that I like it on Zahara is because I actually like the dress better on Zahara, her chocolate skin. It stands out, and I think Zahara is a beautiful girl. This is just like a little, tease of what we're going to see as she gets taller and grows in her beauty.
Angelina could have bought that damn girl her own dress. Now she don't have
Gary.
She didn't lost
I'm
her
sure
image,
she has
honey,
plenty
wearing her mama
of
dress.
Clothes, Gary. No, I'm sure she has plenty of clothes. Now, like I said, this dress is almost like too dressy for a movie premiere, in my opinion.
Gary, did you ever wear either one of your parents' clothes?
I used to put on my mama's shoes when I was a child.
That's why you're so light on your toes.
All right, up next, did Sherry call out her dog sitter over denying her dog baby some French fries? We're going to explain that after the break.
Well, y'all, while Sherry was in NYC shooting The View, her dogs, Ashley and Lexi, were back in L.A. with her friend Andre. Well, Andre was not trying to share his fries with Lexi. Now take a look at what happened.
Imagine if you're chilling watching TV and you hear deep breathing behind you as you chew on some delicious fries, and this is what you see. Begging.
Sherry, did you find these on Andre's page or did he send them to you directly?
I found them on his page. I did not even know this had went down with my dog. Because when I got back, he was like, oh, Lexi was a dream and we bonded and we did all this. And then I saw that video. You denied my dog a little French fry and some love.
Lexi would have got nothing from me, honey. If you on a diet, Lexi needs to be on a diet. So no, you will not be eating until your mama come home.
Oh, no, Gary. That's not nice.
Yeah.
This dog looks like it eats more than most people.
And she a big girl. She could have been like, you gonna give me that fry, woof. Give it to me.
I'm sure Lexi walked around that house and peed on something. You know, dogs also petty and spiteful
as
well.
Oh, yeah. She left a turd somewhere for him for sure.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.